Okay. So you're trying to keep up with everything happening in the cloud security world. And yeah, it feels like a constant stream of new things to understand.
It really does.
So today, we're aiming to do exactly what you need. Cut through the noise and get straight to the point on something important.
Yeah.
You want to grasp a key cloud security issue quickly and properly.
Yep. That's the plan. This is a deep dive.
Exactly.
We're diving into a pretty significant security event, one involving Google Cloud Composer that popped up back in April 2025, got nicknamed Confused Composer.
Right. Confused Composer.
It's fixed now, which is good, but the lessons from it still incredibly relevant for anyone managing cloud stuff.
Confused Composer. It sounds almost, I don't know, whimsical.
Yeah.
But the potential impact was anything but.
Definitely not.
Just to make sure we're all starting from the same place, maybe quickly cover what Google Cloud Composer actually is.
Sure. So think of it like a control center for automated tasks in Google Cloud. It's built on Apache Airflow, fully managed by Google, and its job is automating, scheduling, monitoring workflows, especially data pipelines, ETL jobs, that sort of thing.
So for a lot of people using GCP, it's really fundamental, like the backbone for their operations.
Exactly. It's a core piece for many, and that's why a vulnerability there could be so widespread, so serious.
Got it. So our mission today is to really unpack this Confused Composer thing.
Yeah, we want to understand what it actually was, how it worked, what damage it could have caused, and maybe most importantly, what we all take away from it.
Whether you're deep in cloud tech or just, you know, getting familiar.
Right, because even though Google patched it, the principles behind why it happened are key for ongoing security.
Okay, let's get into the heart of it then. What was the Confused Composer issue, fundamentally?
Fundamentally, it was a privilege escalation flaw.
Okay, privilege escalation, meaning?
Meaning someone with, say, pretty limited access could potentially gain much, much broader control, like keys to the whole kingdom within a specific GCP project.
Yeah, okay. That's definitely serious. When did this all come to light?
It was uncovered by researchers over at Tenable. They did the responsible thing, disclosed it privately to Google first.
Good.
And Google, to their credit, acted fast and got a patch out. But before that fix rolled out, there were potentially thousands of GCP projects exposed.
Thousands. That's a huge potential attack surface. So technically, what went wrong? How did this happen?
The root cause was really in the interaction between Cloud Composer and another Google service, Google Cloud Build.
Cloud Build. That's okay. Their CI/CD service, right? For building and deploying code.
Exactly. Their continuous integration, continuous delivery platform. Now, Composer used Cloud Build for a very specific task, installing custom Python packages, you know, PyPI modules.
Right, installing extra libraries. That sounds normal, like something you'd need to do. Where's the catch?
Well, the hidden risk, the flaw, was how it did this. When a user told Composer, hey, install these custom packages, Composer would automatically spin up a Cloud Build environment just for that installation job.
Okay, makes sense so far. The temporary environment.
But here's the critical part. That temporary Cloud Build environment was unintentionally given a service account with way too many permissions, really high privileges.
Ah, okay. So it wasn't the act of installing, but the identity doing the installing.
Precisely. That highly privileged service account created automatically for this seemingly simple task. That was the weak link.
Got it. So this powerful temporary account gets created.
Yeah.
How could an attacker actually, you know, leverage that? Walk us through how that might play out.
Okay, imagine an attacker who's managed to get just one specific permission. Composer.environments.update. It sounds technical, but it's not necessarily admin-level access.
Right, kind of a mid-level permission, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. With just that, they could modify the Composer environment's configuration to add a malicious PyPI package to the list of things to be installed.
Okay, sneaky.
Then when Composer picks off its usual process to update the environment and install those packages, it starts that Cloud Build job we mentioned.
Using the overprivileged account.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. When Cloud Build installs a Python package, it can run installation scripts associated with that package. Pre-install, post-install hooks.
Ah, so the malicious package contains code that runs automatically during installation.
You got it. And because these scripts are running inside that Cloud Build environment,
they inherit its high privileges.
Bingo. They run with the permissions of that powerful Cloud Build service account.
And what could those scripts do then?
Well, crucially, they could access something called the Cloud Build Metadata API.
Metadata API.
Right.
What's the significance of that?
Think of it like an internal information desk within GCP. Services can query it to find out things about themselves and their environment. In this case, the malicious script could ask the metadata API for the security credentials, the access tokens associated with the Cloud Build service account it was running as.
So it could basically ask, hey, what are the secret keys for this powerful account I'm running as?
Essentially, yes. And the metadata service, just doing its job, would provide them. The script steals those tokens.
Wow. So they grab the credentials for this highly privileged account, like finding a master key just lying around. What kind of damage could they do then?
Well, that's where it gets really concerning. A typical Cloud Build service account often has broad permissions across the entire GCP project it lives in.
Like what kind of permissions?
Access to Google Cloud storage buckets, for starters. So reading, writing, deleting data.
Oof. Sensitive data, potentially.
Potentially, yes. Also, access to the artifact registry and container registry places where software components and container images are stored.
Meaning they could tamper with code or deploy malicious containers?
Absolutely. Imagine them swapping out a legitimate application container with one containing malware or stealing proprietary code from the artifact registry. It represents a significant breach of the cloud environment.
Yeah, data theft, injecting malicious code, maybe even disrupting critical applications. That's a genuine nightmare scenario.
It really is. Gaining control of that service account could open the door to taking over large parts of the project.
Okay, so thankfully Google got wind of this from Tenable and they fixed it. How did they actually solve the problem?
Google's fix was smart, and it directly addressed that core issue, the excessive privilege of the account doing the installation.
Right.
They changed the process. Instead of using that general high-privilege Cloud Build service account for installing PyPI modules, Cloud Composer now uses the specific service account dedicated to that Composer environment.
Ah, so it uses an account that's scoped just for Composer's needs.
Exactly. It follows that fundamental security principle, the principle of least privilege. Only give an identity the minimum permissions it absolutely needs to do its job and nothing more.
That makes total sense. Much more contained. How quickly did they get this fix out to everyone?
Pretty quickly. All new Cloud Composer environments created after the fix date automatically had the secure configuration.
Okay.
And for all the existing environments that were already running, Google rolled out automatic updates. They aim to have everything patched by the end of April 2025.
So by now, everyone using Composer should be protected from this specific issue.
Yes, the vulnerability itself is patched.
Now, you mentioned Tenable earlier, and they call this a Jenga attack. Mm. What's that about?
Right, the Jenga attack class. It's a concept Tenable uses to describe attacks that exploit the interconnectedness of cloud services. Think of a Jenga tower.
Yeah, pull out the wrong block.
Exactly. Pull out one seemingly small, misconfigured block, like an overly permissive service account interaction, and the whole structure, the whole security posture can become unstable or collapse.
So it's about how services trust each other, sometimes implicitly.
Precisely. They had previously found something similar they called confused function, also targeting these kinds of trust relationships between different cloud services. It highlights that you can't just secure services in isolation.
You have to look at the connections between them.
Absolutely. How they interact, what permissions are involved in those interactions. These implicit trust boundaries are where attackers are starting to look. You almost need to map these out, you know, document how service A talks to service B and why.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. How did Tenable actually find this specific confused composer problem? Was it just luck?
Not luck, more like diligent detective work. They use a mix of techniques. Security telemetry, basically watching system logs and network traffic for anything unusual or suspicious.
Okay.
And also targeted testing. They actively try to break things in a controlled way, simulating the kinds of attacks real adversaries would use. They specifically probed the interaction between Composer and Cloud Build, looking for ways to escalate privileges.
And they found one.
And they found this path, demonstrating the full privilege escalation from that limited Composer permission up to project-wide access.
This whole situation confused Composer. It really feels like a critical lesson for anyone operating in the cloud. What are the main takeaways here?
I think the biggest one is just how easily misconfiguration can creep in, even with well-designed services from major providers like Google.
Right. It's not like the Composer itself was inherently broken, but how it was configured to interact with another service.
Exactly. That mix of Automation Composer automatically calling Cloud Build combined with the service account that had, frankly, too much power for that specific automated task that created the opening.
It really drives home the need for constant vigilance around permissions.
Absolutely. careful, granular permission management isn't just a nice to have, it's fundamental. And especially maybe don't give broad powers to temporary or automated processes, even if they only run for a short time. You have to think, could this temporary thing be hijacked?
That's a great point. Think about other automation, like deployment pipelines. Could they have similar issues?
Potentially, yes.
So, drilling down, what practical steps can people listening take to avoid falling victim to similar exploits in their own environments?
Okay, several key best practices come to mind. First, really nail down your role-based access controls, your RBAC.
Least privilege, again?
Least privilege, absolutely. Make sure users, and critically service accounts, only have the permissions they strictly need. Nothing more.
Okay, what else?
Second, be really careful about allowing custom package installations, or at least have a strong vetting process for them. Don't just let anything be installed.
Makes sense.
Third, regular audits. You have to periodically review your service accounts and their permissions. Do they still need that access? Has anything changed?
Sort of like a checkup.
Exactly. And fourth, use your logging and monitoring tools effectively. Look for signs of privilege escalation attempts or unusual service account activity.
Catch things early.
Right. And finally, the basics still matter. Keep everything updated. Apply security patches for your cloud services, your dependencies, everything.
Good list. Now, you mentioned this isn't just about Composer. What are the broader implications? Does this affect, say, people running vanilla Airflow or using other CI/CD tools?
Yeah, the underlying pattern is the concern. Any system where one service automatically provisions resources or triggers actions in another service, especially if it involves creating temporary identities or using service accounts, that's a potential area for this kind of vulnerability.
So Apache Airflow itself, maybe Jenkins, GitHub Actions, GitLab CI,
yeah.
Anywhere you have that kind of orchestration.
Potentially, yes. If they're set up in a way that grants overly broad permissions during automated steps, the risk exists. The key is understanding those interactions happening under the hood.
You mentioned Cloud Build was used here. Why might they have chosen that? Were there other ways Composer could have installed packages?
It's hard to know the exact internal reasoning without being Google, but CI/CD systems like Cloud Build are often used for build and dependency management tasks because, well, that's what they're designed for. They provide isolated environments and handle the mechanics of building things.
So it was probably seen as the natural tool for the job.
Likely. The alternative might have been building that capability directly into Composer, which could add complexity. The trade-off, as we saw, was inadvertently creating this privilege escalation path through the permissions granted to Cloud Build. Convenience versus security, sometimes.
Right. It feels like this points to a growing threat, these cross-service vulnerabilities, where attackers exploit the trust between different parts of the cloud.
I think that's a major takeaway, yes. Attackers are getting smarter, looking beyond single system exploits to these interaction points. It means cloud tools probably need clearer, more robust security boundaries internally.
And administrators need more visibility.
Definitely. You need to be able to see and understand these automated orchestration flows to know which service accounts are being used where and why. More transparency is needed.
The source material we looked at mentioned a company, Technegen. How do specialized security companies fit into helping organizations deal with this kind of complexity?
Right. So companies that focus purely on cloud security, like the example Technegen, offer services tailored to these exact problems. Things like in-depth cloud security audits, going through your GCP setup with a fine-tooth comb, looking at configurations, permissions, network rules.
Finding those potential weak spots.
Exactly. Also, hardening CI/CD pipelines, making sure those automated processes follow least privilege, segmenting access, setting up better real-time monitoring, specifically looking for suspicious cross-service activity or privilege escalation attempts.
And maybe ongoing management.
Yeah. Manage security services where they continuously monitor and manage the security posture for you. They bring that specialized expertise that can be hard to maintain in-house, especially for complex setups vulnerable to things like Confused Composer.
Good to know that help is out there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's maybe just quickly run through some key questions just to make sure everything's crystal clear for everyone listening. Mm. First, super simple terms. What was Confused Composer again?
Basically, a flaw where someone with fairly low access to Google Cloud Composer could trick it into giving them high-level control over the whole project.
And how?
By exploiting the way Composer used a too powerful account in Cloud Build to install custom software packages. That temporary system had way more power than it needed, right?
Right.
Exactly. Way too much power for that specific job.
Okay. And if you used custom packages in Composer before April 2025, were you definitely compromised?
Not definitely compromised, no. But you were potentially vulnerable during that period before the fix. Whether you were actually exploited would depend on if someone targeted you. The key thing is, it's fixed now.
Right. And the specific thing exploited was that automatic, powerful service account given to Cloud Build during installs.
Yep. That automatic provisioning was the weak point that the exploit leveraged.
And just to triple confirm, this is resolved now.
Yes, Google has patched this specific vulnerability. New environments are safe, existing ones were updated.
And the absolute top things people should do now to protect against similar types of issues.
Implement strong RBAC least privilege. Be super careful with custom package installs. Audit your service accounts regularly. Use monitoring. Keep things updated.
A standard security hygiene, but applied really rigorously to cloud service interactions.
Pretty much, yeah.
And if it all feels too complex,
don't hesitate to look for specialized cloud security help. It's a complex area, and getting expert eyes on it can be invaluable.
Okay, great. So wrapping up, this whole Confuse Composer episode, even though it's resolved, serves as a really potent reminder, doesn't it?
It really does.
How about the sheer complexity of modern cloud environments and how crucial it is to understand not just individual services, but how they interconnect, especially around service account permissions.
That's the core lesson, I think. The interactions matter just as much as the individual components.
And it leaves you wondering, right?
Huh?
As these cloud platforms get even more automated, even more interconnected,
yeah,
what new, maybe unexpected attack vectors are going to emerge from those connections? And how do we, as security practitioners or even just users, stay ahead of that? How do our security practices need to evolve?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Constant vigilance, continuous learning, and adapting our defenses as the threats evolve. It's an ongoing process.